mirando el pedestal.
Looking at the pedestal, in the sixth dimension, when Brother Branham went there, they put him on a high place, on a pedestal, as he said, which is a platform above. Does he say the word platform? Or on a high place? There he says, why did they put me there? He was a leader among the people when he was on earth, and there he was with his people. Here I am with my people. And I don't see some of you. I wish I could see you all, so that you aren't although moving you would be a bit complicated. It was to stand there, and I could see you there. Because if they stand over here, which there is better. In other words, those of over there, move over here. Because they're not going to perhaps to look. Come, sorry. Let's stand here. There. You on the right side, and I'll stand here. Because I'm going to give you my back. I'm going to stand this way. In other words, but I don't know if the cable will reach. I'm going to stand there facing that way. So you have to be standing there. That way. Let me see. If it is better. Remember that we are in family. Notice. I'm going to ask my wife to be over here as well. She's the one who has the... There she is. But I got my back to you. Well, see, this way I see you better. Do you know that when we are in the construction, you also stand a little bit higher? Look, so-and-so do this, you do this over here. And we are sharpening the details for the establishment of the kingdom of the Messiah, where we will rule the planet Earth, the whole universe, because we are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek, and judges as well. We are everything. Come over here in case I need any information. Notice. Pito, is it being transmitted? Well, because the brethren had asked for it to be transmitted as well. Excuse me for having my back turned to you. And notice, God granted the petition of some brethren. It is like a sister. Excuse me, it's a little bit out of a sister. We were looking for something in a shopping mall, which I didn't have to go because I was going to send someone else. And we had to go for a moment. And when we go down the aisle, the sister sees me and, look at him there. And she says, what did she say? That I wanted to see him. My dream come true. And when she sees me in the aisle, hey, look, see that when one asks for and with faith, God answers the petition of his children. That is why Brother Branham said, keep pressing. Keep pressing that promise of the transformation. That soon, one morning, And hopefully one morning, we will see those who will return from the sixth dimension, and we will be transformed. It has been a very glorious 50th year since starting them yesterday afternoon with rabbinical leaders from all over the world. And because today day is going to have many surprises. And so that you can have a little bit of history. Notice that when things are fulfilled, then you can speak them so that the people knows what happened. But if you say it before, Brother Branham says that the devil can hear it. Not that you're telling it, but I have seen that I'm going to do something, and I see how the devil puts obstacles in front of me. That is why everything that happened during this week, nobody beside my family knew about it. One or other. And it was a total success. It was something that, humanly speaking, if one were to prepare it to have the exact outcome like that, it wouldn't happen. All this was being talked since Brother William was present. There was a group of rabbis who wanted to come to see him. And Brother William would tell me, tell them not to come yet. Not yet. That not yet was because there was a time when they were going to come. And when his health was very delicate, one of the things that he told me that was going to be fulfilled was that. But I said, but if you leave, how are they going to come to see you? And he would laugh. He already knew that God was going to move everything so that it would be fulfilled and that they would see the one they had to see. Then we continued our conversations, and when he left, God took him. Moshe continued. I said, well, he would not want to come. That's when the urge of coming over increased. Well, when are we going to meet over there? And I said, but I just told you that he's gone. No, but I want to go and see you with the rabbis. He came back then, you already knew, like looking, having that fellowship that we had. And then after that, this event that took place this week came up. Everything was prepared. Notice, it was 2019, what remained of it, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. And in between one thing and another, I said, well, Lord, this, if it's going to take place somewhere, because the place was not still being set. We had talked about Israel, we talked about Argentina, where it took place the last time with Brother William. We talked about New York, France, or Paris, which is one of the, it's the biggest Jewish community. Was it France or Paris? friends. And those places were one of the many that were in the list. And we could not imagine, or we didn't imagine, that Puerto Rico was, although we thought of it, but there is not a big Jewish community here. And in the end, well, we came to an agreement and said, well, Puerto Rico, let's do it in Puerto Rico. That year, 2024, or this year, 2024, we started, or 2023, beginning on 2023, we started to work to have the meeting in November of 2023. And when we were in July, in August, everything was already well underway. And when we were about to send invitations and everything, we were sending invitations for the month of October. But before that, I said, Lord, if this is to be carried out on this date, open the doors for us in everything, and may everything be done according to your perfect will. If not, Lord, may something happen that is not in our hands, so that it does not happen or take place. October came, and notice at the invasion that took place, and everything that happened there. And they are still, that war, they are still people who are hostages and all those things. It was canceled, because it was out of our hands. And Moshe said, look, he was one of those who had to be there also helping. And many leaders of the different countries said, no, better not at this time. Let's wait. And the focus was already to solve that situation. And well, Lord, it was not for November. Then when the year was coming to an end, there we agreed, we're going to have it for February then, because everything was practically ready. And February, there was still something happening in January. Look, no, February, not yet. Some leaders will not be able to go. And they said, no, they're not going to go. And well, but for I thought, April, it's the holidays and all that they have also. And I asked in June, thinking about that date in June. And he said, but June we also have some activities. Some will not make it. The other month we have left, he tells me, it's May. And I said, May? Well, and what date in May? Look, it can't be that week of the 12th. And I'm like, well, that's fine. Get everything ready for, let's get everything ready for that week. And everything started to move. And how the doors opened. And the one wanted to come and the other one wanted to come. And I'm making a flash summary. Later we will prepare it well in the documentary. Because we went to bed very late. And that's why it took us a little while. And so it's recent. The last event was last night. And it was a Chabad at the San Juan Synagogue, where we had the last activity there. And see, I'm about to skip a step. Well, we are going to, the leaders of the different countries accepted. England, I have the list over there in the folder, in the other folder above, so that you have more or less an idea of those who were there, the brown one with the blue. And after they saw that the thing was serious, Then at the end, they wanted to sign up, but I already had the hotel booked and a certain number of rooms. I got to book about 50 or 60 rooms. I had to book. And also the food at Chabad. Chabad is, that's the name of the place. They prepare kosher food. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They do not eat just anywhere. So I had to prepare all that for them as well. Plus transportation. Plus the logistics there. So everything was prepared by Jose. And notice, the glory belongs to God. No one can say, no, I did this and I did that. Even I cannot do it myself. God did it all. The angel of the covenant, the Holy Spirit. He is the one who is carrying out the work. It is neither you nor me. We are the instruments, and we put ourselves in His hands, because He needs hands, feet, mouth, and it is through us that He works. Then, at the end, they were still calling and saying last night on Thursday, look, someone paid for his ticket, wanted to pay for his room. And although he was not at the conference on Thursday, he wants to be at your birthday tonight. For them, because they start in the afternoon. And I was telling them that I'm going to tell you something later so that you can be prepared and know how to act. And look, Moshe, but tomorrow is his birthday. So you can be there. And his birthday starts on Saturday afternoon. That's when we're going to celebrate it. Tomorrow, he already has his birthday. It's now in the afternoon. And many of the same thing happens many times. They have the fulfillment in front of them and do not realize they have it there. And they begin looking. Doesn't happen to you that sometimes you have at least, because Brother William would tell me, I would tell him, my battery was running out. And he would call me and my phone was off while I was charging it. Look, I couldn't answer because I was turned off. But I quickly turned it on and called him back. He said to me, well, have another battery. And when I didn't, because I couldn't charge another battery, because there are no phones that we can charge two batteries. Then he said, get another phone. So there was no excuses. So thing is that sometimes when I was talking on the phone, I don't know if it happened to you, and you, hey, but wait a minute, I can't go out because I can't find the phone. I don't know if somebody happened this, and you have it stuck in your ear, and yes, yeah, such and such, but let me look. I can't find the phone, and the phone hooked here. Notice, that is how it is with the promises. Many times they are in front of us, and we do not see it. That's when he said, there you will see me again. That has a double, triple fulfillment. It is already being fulfilled. The first one has been fulfilled, which is God working, is the same Holy Spirit that was in the prophets and that was in him. He is also working in this time. There you will see him. The one who was talking there was God, the Holy Spirit. Look, let me see if this is where I put it. This was the folder I used last night. Rabbi Moshe was there. Rabbi Michael Melchioli, Israel's Minister of Religions Affair. He could not leave. He was one of those who has said, look, as long as this is like this, I will not be able to go. And in February, he couldn't leave either. And said, well, but now they gave him permission. And for him to come, he was going to send a very large entourage. And his transformation was very expensive in terms of security. And I told Moshe, look, tell him that I will watch over him, that I have him here, that he should try to make it a personal trip. Something like that. The thing is that they told him there, and look, they're going to give him permission because he's going to go as something personal. Like when they say he owned the place, and since no one knows him here, he's going to be just another rabbi. So he's going to be unnoticed, and so it has been. And so he was. He looked like he was living here. Very happy, very joyful. All these days. Well, and when you listen to all those testimonies, because they put these little things there, and everyone who came to greet me and talk to me, you will hear all of that. They said that it is a miracle that this is happening, to unite all the rabbis. In these times, is something, he says, it was something big in there in Argentina. This is bigger, not minimizing that activity, because it was a very, but very key activity. And what he said there opened up this whole stage. See, he was the one who opened the way. I even mentioned it last night, that part there where he talked about being sent from the presence of God. I read it there. Also, there was the Rabbi Erez Mahlul, who at that time did not have a position there in Israel, since he is now vice president of the Senate there in Israel, of the Knesset. In other words, there was also representation of the government. There was the father of the Jerusalem court, Rabbi Rabinovich. There was the rabbi from Iran. They didn't give him permission to go out, because imagine what had happened. And he managed to get permission. And you can see that he liked me. We both like each other. A good person, very nice. Like, he's like Moshe, too. Very nice people. And also the chief rabbi of Greece, Yitzhak Dayan. The chief rabbi of the Netherlands, Benjamin Jacob, and a lot more from Israel, from England, from the United States, Mexico, Colombia, Chile, Argentina, and Brazil. There were more than 50 rabbis there. Out of 11, look, more came. And also, as the letter is here, look at all this was prepared. This little card was prepared. Here is the, what do you call the group of Moshe? The academy? The yeshiva? The logo? Let's move it over here. There was also the logo of the conference. It was prepared between Moshe and me. The two olive trees, the Torah, the sun, the world, and below, International Congress of Rabbis, Puerto Rico 2024. And the representation of Puerto Rico. I said, but what logo do I have? Well, in the temple, two columns were placed, and in front of the two columns, they had a name, Jachin and Boaz. Well, I said, well, look, because I didn't know what, since we were looking to see what we could use, a logo like that, which is, and then the other one we prepared. Any other logo you place there, well, it may not be so. Look, put my name there. Because There, God, notice how he moves everything. What does Numbers chapter 6 says? And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. See? And there we put JB, initials, Jose Benjamin Perez Matos. And that's how everything developed. And everything was prepared. Also was delivered. Look, even this was prepared. Look, anyone who sees this, hey, what about the logistics you had for this? Look, God was the director. He was the one who printed. He was the one who did everything. Because humanly speaking, for an activity like this, those who have been in Congress know that it takes a logistic, that a staff of people, I believe that there were not more than 15, 10 people there, counting the family, so that there is more quorum, even so Maria was there, who is the baby. Because, I mean, there were not many people. Look, we prepared this ID card as well, with the stripes also, where there are the three symbols of, that is the logos, the logo, and the card with the name of the person. It was distributed. You told me that this was what? The prayers for this week, also in Hebrew. The Torah portion is this. And also, this is the Seder, the daily prayers. It was also prepared and given to them, so that you can see everything that was given to them here. And also this little folder, where the three were they placed there, and a pen also, and there a notebook. This was the notes of the day of the Congress. I was taking notes there because they put me, they had a translator next to me there, because everything was spoken in Hebrew. In other words, the recording is all in Hebrew. And they translated here to my ear. The great rabbi of Chile, I don't know if Patricio must know him, because he is, I don't know if he had the name there. I will give it to you later. He is very kind. He is from, he came out of the seminary there of Moshe Doron, and he was placed in Chile as a great rabbi. Very nice also, that rabbi is. And on Thursday, they told him, one said to him, hey, you are a good translator. Or, you have been a good translator. One of his tips that they passed, when the Messiah comes, say that rabbi, you're good at translating, right? No, it wasn't. But it was the one from Chile. Eliutami. He meant him, the one from Chile. And when I came forth, because it was my turn, he told him that, and when the Messiah comes, you're good. And when I come forth, I tell him, hey, how did God fulfill that so fast? They were like, hey, what happened here? I mean, like, well, he was like stumbling, right? Like, he was like, what did he say there? Because it was something so quick. It's like I caught him red-handed. And then there I spoke a little bit, a short conference of about 7 minutes. What I've written down there, which I wrote. So imagine with all those leaders. I had to have everything prepared. And then at 2 p.m., there was a break. It was on Wednesday. Wednesday was the welcome. And that was the day I spoke. Some rabbis spoke. And I gave the welcome on that day. And what happened with the translator was that day. And then on Thursday, we started at 10:30, around there, while they were playing and all that. There in the hotel, they were very good. I reserved some room spaces that the hotel had for the breakfast area. And the prayer area when they did not go to the synagogue, which was they went on foot, although they also had transportation there. And on Wednesday, Thursday, we had all those days of conference until 2 p.m. around there. And that day I did not speak because Moshe told me, you will speak on Saturday night. I said, well, okay. The thing is that one speaking like this, when one sees and look back, everything that took cancellations and changes and everything, even him, that day. And after, it wasn't Wednesday night or was Friday night, it was Saturday, a Shabbat at night. And almost at the last minute, because still, that was the week before last, like 2 weeks before. That activity was going to be held in one of the hotel rooms. And Moshe tells him that if he sees right, since they will be having there that part of the Saturday afternoon at the synagogue, why don't we have the birthday at the synagogue? So you do know the scripture that came to my mind real quick. And I, Lord, this is you guiding everything. And I said to him, yeah, okay. There they had tables set up and everything. But let's do it over here. And when we got there to the synagogue, some of them were talking. And there they were talking while they were eating as well. It was like something very formal. And there was already trust, imagine. 3 days there with them. And when it was my turn to speak, the scripture that I read to them at the end was Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Eternal, the Spirit of God is upon me, because the Eternal, the Lord, has anointed me to preach the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourns. And today, in my birthday, I tell you, today is the scripture being fulfilled before you. How is it that 2,000 years later, that portion of scripture continued to be read? Blessed are your eyes, for they see the scriptures being fulfilled. To see, hear, and receive what was promised. And that, in that coma, the day of vengeance of our God, 2,000 years have elapsed, and that you are here. We lived it in the preparation of that activity, among so many things falling on a Saturday, and then on my birthday, and then on my 50th birthday. And to close with a flourish, you know, the scripture that you have to read last night, from that afternoon, which covers all this week, until the next Saturday. The scripture, the portion of the scripture from Leviticus 25. Last night. The scripture that you had last week was Leviticus 21 to 24. And the scripture that is due for this week is Leviticus 25. You tell me if that is not the hand of God, the guidance of God. Look up that scripture, because that is the one that the Hebrew people gets to read on my birthday, 50th. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Let's read it from the first, because it's from verse 8. But they have it from the first. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own, according to thy harvest, thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in the land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Ye shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vineyard, for it is jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. And in the year of jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. Now notice how this scripture, among all the scriptures that they have, that one was the one for this week, since yesterday afternoon. Now notice how God, in his program, has everything well ordained, of which we as individuals, as a church, as a mystical body of Christ, we have to be in order, a church in order. Now notice how everything has been fulfilled in such a simple way. It is being fulfilled in such a simple way. And a little bit before, I started to sound the trumpet of the year of Jubilee. In other words, I told them at the end, that is one of the things I told them there as well. Afterwards, each one of them, when they greeted me, they said, but, like, what did this man say there? Now notice that when that happened 2,000 years ago, everybody in the synagogue was filled with anger and took him out. Now they were filled with rejoicing, because we have been told by the messages of the Reverend William Branham that at his second coming, they will indeed receive him. This time, They did not take me out. Rather, the doors were opened for everybody. Everybody's waiting for me. I told them, you already know the way. So, I will always be here. At the end, I think I told them, you have found your brother. Notice all of that that was promised that would be happening in that interlace. Notice how it's taking place in such a simple way. That is why Brother Branham said, it will be so simple and it will be so humble that if we do not watch, it will pass you by. And they may say, that's not the way it is. He's thinking that, or that was a fluke. Better, we have told you, shut your mouth if you do not comprehend, if you do not understand. Keep it in your heart. Do not speak. Ask God not to let into negative thoughts, combat them out. Because then at the end, you will realize that you were against the pillar of fire, against the angel of the covenant. Take care of your mind, your spirit, your soul. How? By asking God. Humble yourself to God and saying, Lord, I don't understand this, but if it is so, open my understanding. And then God can work in your life and open the picture for you. It would all be in a simple way, in a humble way, that if we do not watch, all the other things will pass us by and they won't see it. But there is a promise that was told to Daniel. Those who understand will understand. And there is the work of those reaper angels, which has already been mentioned. He who does not understand and rather fights is because he was not of those wise ones. As simple as that. In other words, it is already seen clearly who is wise and who is not. We are of those wise ones who would be seen and receiving the promise of the fulfillment of the scriptures, of the fulfillment of the prophecies. I ask him, look, if you're free on Sunday, they want to go somewhere out there for a trip, and I... Well, that's fine. I'll get everything ready for them to go. But come and visit us. Visit us there. Where you know that we take the day to study. Just like you take Saturday. We have little tables and everything. And he, little tables? That got his attention. Oh, they have little tables. Like, He was already familiar. And he kept having me there. We still don't know, right? In there. That is, for them, they cannot step. When they're carrying out something, they can't be something like that. And I, well, they stay in the van, outside, in the bus. You roll down the windows and they got out and waved. Well, let's see how we do it. Let's see. Until now, this morning at dawn, it was quite, the situation was quite positive that they were going after the prayers that they do, the prayers and the breakfast, they were going to come over to Calle. And we do not know at what time they will be arriving. Well, if they arrive, I ask you to please stay seated and quiet. Do not stand up or anything, because they are watching. Just stay still. because we're going to record everything that happens. And perhaps one or two will stand up, but we do not know how many, my family, to receive them and some of the boys. But if one stands up, it is not for all of you to stand up, because you will think, oh, well, one of them stood up, let's go. Those who stand up, well, is to receive them and stay quietly seated so that they may see that we are not fanatics or people. We are realistic people. We are people like them who desire the establishment of the kingdom of the Messiah, who desire to place the Son of David on the throne of David. So the purpose is the same. When they, God opens them, when your eyes are open, O Israel, says a song. When your faith is increased to believe, when the veil is taken away from your eyes, when all the promises shall be fulfilled, and the kingdom is established in Jerusalem. When the kingdom is established in Jerusalem, it will be a day of victory. It shall be a day of praise, fulfillment of scriptures. Joy to you, O Israel. It shall be a day of victory. It shall be a day of praise, fulfillment of the scriptures. Joy to you, Israel. Israel, arise. Israel, arise. Israel, arise to a new dawn. Israel, arise. Israel, arise. Israel, arise to a new dawn. To a new dawn. To a new dawn. Amen. There's another portion there in the evening that I read to them, that prayer. Therefore, Israel, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It was also read to them last night. All in simplicity. It has been my privilege and blessing to be able to speak to you and to wish you. Let me see if it's from there. It is a weird number. No, is that sometimes it's a spam call. And you cannot answer those calls. We're learning still. Those who did not know it. But notice. How? Even that hymn. Who wrote that hymn? That hymn, God gave it to me. And notice, when all that would be taking place, it is at this end time. It is like when they also, I had also written the hymn, it was on a trip we took, that he preached about the new name. And I had it written. And I passed it to him. The one that says, your name on earth was Jesus in the first coming. But when he conquered hell and ascended to heaven, he received a new name to claim. And then, when I finished it many years later, I told him, look, I have this other one. Let's put together with that hymn. I showed it to him. I have it in the place where he kept it. And he says to me, this still, leave it saved. And don't sing it yet. So he said that to me. Keep it still, like in 2014, back then. Then I passed it back to him on 2016, around there. Early 2017. And he said, keep it still. And now is that one understands all those things. Why everything has its time. This This was one of, because she is helping me to translate from Hebrew to Spanish, Isamar, who I thank her very much for everything she has done. She knows Hebrew. She studied. And in a little part, Rabbi Crimson from Montreal says, I also want to thank the host, Benjamin Perez, who, just so you understand, I was thinking today, he said, it is written in the Gemara, 1,000 begin the teaching, and one comes out finishing it. They were there saying many things, which are what God is doing at this time. And maybe they didn't realize the things that they knew from all these books and seeing the fulfillment there. Here also, the other one, little pieces like this. Rabbi Alfei Menashe, that was the moderator. I want to bless Jose Perez Benjamin. Many there changed it. They said Benjamin Perez Jose, Perez Benjamin Jose. And he says, but there he says, I want to bless Jose Perez Benjamin. He's a Jewish name in all senses. From Torah, opens the way Peretz, that was the Messiah. And I want to bless him for the continuation, that he continues the path of Dr. William Soto. He said their father-in-law, and Moshe yelled from over there, he's not his father-in-law. Because, right? One of them was talking and the other one says, cut it, cut it. He was talking too much. They're like that. Well, very relaxed. He says that he really cares about things. And this, I said, hey, how interesting. Look, that he follows the path of his father-in-law, but he was corrected there, of Dr. Soto, that he really cares about things that are part of sanctification. I was like, ding! Because that is what God is carrying out in the midst of the people. Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow God will do wonders. How long have we been talking about that? It's not new for us. Now, those who say, no, that is not necessary. If God says so, and it is a divine command, you have to fulfill those requirements. It's not that if I want, maybe, perhaps, then I'm going to start praying for God to help me. Look, you better start praying right now. There's a part, does it say, you better start praying, because we are, what is the, there's a portion of Brother Branham, right, speaks about that. So notice, in the words to the bride, if you do not feel that way, you better start praying. See? There it is. So, it is something that God requires to get to that perfection. May he who loves the children of Hashem, that ultimately we are all his children. We know that he is holy. May he be blessed, glorify and exalt him. Many very important things were spoken there. And we're going to have them all in a documentary for everyone to have it or see it. And to see how God is working also in the midst of the Hebrew people. On Saturday, at the meeting, look, while all this was going on, We prayed for the sick. We prayed for marriages. We gave words to grieving people who lost loved ones. Congratulations were given to people on their birthday. We congratulated people on a baby's new birth. We prayed for a person who had an accident on that occasion, for many things that were done on that week, and also for the activities in Africa, and also evangelical pastors sending me to say if they could distribute that, and among the churches, they give all that food. And also the Hebrew people. Notice, struggling with all the groups at the same time. It is like changing the switch. Now I have to answer here for, and answer here for another group, and answer here for another group. Giving chats also. The only one who can do that is God. He is the one who can do it through that person. That person can do it because God is who is working. It cannot be in any other way. That is why the glory, honor, power, and praise be given on this day of my 50th birthday to the God creator of heavens and earth, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. To him be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen and amen. May the name of the Lord be blessed. May God bless you and keep you. And today will be a day, perhaps, that we are going to be a little out of what we usually do. Maybe we have to stop at some point. Something we're doing, if they're singing or someone speaking. Well, we're going to go step by step. And I wanted to show you a little bit of last night's video, if it is possible to show it to you. A little bit there, so you can see those last words there in the synagogue. And, as I said, a Jibarito, or countryman, from Canovanas. That's what Brother William used to tell me sometimes. We were on the plane, and he said, Benji, who would imagine that two Jibaritos from Puerto Rico were going to be touring Latin America and the Caribbean? Gabriel and Michael touring the Americas. And don't be surprised, he says, that they have toured Latin America. Now we understand many things which we did not understand before, we did not comprehend. But remember, those words of the bride where then it says that the devil will not stand still. In other words, everything, when it has already been fulfilled and he knows what is happening, then he moves to attack. Remember, always that. Always be prepared. Do not be one of those either, but rather hold on to the word, because what is coming is hard, is tough. But the blessing is so great that, notice, that is something like that. There you don't see it. You do not see it compared with the, such a great blessing that each one of us is going to receive. So the important thing is to be prepared so that, excuse me, a minute, give me a minute, so that when that moment comes, that we know what we have been talking about, of that squeeze. And just as everything begins in a simple way, the enemy also does the things like that, because he looks and sees he's a copycat, an imitator, because he does the same. And remember that he also has his instruments. Who? Human beings. God delivers you that you do not become instrument of the enemies at any moment. not even a little taste of it. May not touch anything of thoughts, words, and actions. May God keep you, take care of you, take care of me as well, take care of all of us. We want to please Him, and we want to serve Him, and we want to be prepared to receive those who will come from the sixth dimension. So, go on forward serving the Lord every day of your life. And soon, we will be seeing more clearly everything and what to do so that the other promises are fulfilled, because we are His instruments. We are His hands, His feet, His mouth, His eyes. Well, may God bless you and keep you. And we will see how everything is developing today. More than 300 people have written to me by WhatsApp. Numbers that I didn't even... That because the number has spread like gunpowder. And please receive these thanks to you on this occasion. Because answering you all, and do not feel that I did not answer you. I will try to give you red. But here is my reply. I receive these thanks, these congratulations, these words that you have written to me, audios and everything, with much love and much appreciation from the bottom of my heart. Those who also prepared videos with the children and all that, I am also very grateful. I do take the videos one by one, and I will watch them later on, little by little, during the month, because there are many of them. But in advance, I thank you. And those who sent me by email, I also thank you for all those congratulations. Together we began. Many of us were born on this earth, in this time. Others we have met along the way. And I tell you, we began and we shall arrive. Because it is a people that perseveres. We did not go out to stay on the shore. We went out to reach the goal, our transformation. And we will see each other at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Where? In heaven. May God bless you and keep you all. Thank you very much. Today, what time is it? I have not been able to study for today. Pray much so that God will also give us today's portion. There are some ministers that I will be attending, but the rest of the brethren, counting, if I start to attend them all, we will spend the whole day attending them. There you can see the line that was endless, and that was for a long time, because a small group takes a lot of time. It is not just a rush. I saw you, goodbye, see you later. In other words, one would like to greet them, and even if it was only 2 or 3 minutes, but multiplying, it was like 6 hours, more or less, right? 6 hours. We would be out of time. And even 1 minute was like 2 hours. In other words, there would not be enough time. So to all who have come, you are very welcome. And may God bless you and may you return with blessings to your countries. And I have already greeted all of you. So you are greeted. I'm reminded of something from Brother Greeted, from Serrano. We used to call him the brother, but it was an anecdote. Later, we will tell it in some chat. So, Greetings to all and those who are you transmitting? Connected to the satellite Amazonas and Internet or the satellite Eutelsat 8 there in Africa, where the Reverend Bruno is also there with all the ministers of the different countries there in Africa and ministers of Brother Branham. May God also bless you all greatly there in Africa and everywhere where this signal is reaching. And keep all that in your hearts. Do not start debating and saying, oh, look, I got this. Oh, look, he fulfilled this and you didn't. Do not do that. We are already mature. Do not start giving pearls to the pigs, to the swine. This is not for them. This is for you. Keep that as a treasure and leave them where they're at. You give rope, Brother Branham says, to the cow in a portion that we read. Let them be still. Keep keeping that in your heart, because it is around that word, not what you read in other media. And you put something else in, it will take out that which was sown. Leave that and do not pay attention to it. Rather block all those things. Do not even enter to your phone. And there is a part you can put block. Well, just put block to it and that's it. Look, they said this, and what do you care what they said? Pardon the expression, but what do you care what they said? We don't care what the devil is saying. We do care. What matters to us is what God is saying from the Great Tent Cathedral with the last teaching. So, give it delete. Give it block. Give it everything you can get in there to give it. And re-block it. Everything. And if you have to delete people in there so they won't reach you, delete them as well. We are in the time of separation. And it is God with you. So then, so-and-so and the other is not going to prepare you for your transformation. It is you with God. Let's take things seriously. If any of you haven't taken it seriously yet. And start getting out of all those things. Because there is a little word there. Why not? I'm just checking to see how it's over there. That kind of sounds like gossip. And we do not want to be gossipy. So get out of it. If it is one of the things that you have to fix and change, then it is one of those. Get out of it. Now, we are in the year of deliverance. We desire that this year, God fulfills everything that has been promised. But remember, there is a program. God began to carry out something in His program. And everything is in a progressive way. Notice, all groups have been impacted this week. From here, then, everything in each group is sure to be enhanced. May God bless you and keep you. And keep you with that high, high faith. And obeying. Receiving the divine order to carry out and fulfill the requirements, the clauses, to be holy. Be ye holy as I am holy, says the Lord in His word. Call on God and God will help you. He will continue to help you. Our goal is to have a church, not only here, in every place where they are hearing the voice, the final trumpet, the voice of the seven thunders that are connected with the Great Tent Cathedral here in Calle, Puerto Rico, that those churches also reach perfection. One holy church. And we will say to the Lord, Lord, I am not going to give you one. I'm going to give you many churches that are ready, prepared to receive the fullness. That is the goal. That is the finality to become equal to the image and likeness of God. May God bless you and keep you all. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen.